The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening sip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Hey, welcome back to Nortonville.
Just don't get a chance to say Nortonville very often. Every couple of years we get down here for first round games at one of the two sites of the Jefferson County North Midseason Girls Basketball Invitational Tournament. And here we are tonight, game one of the evening on Care Radio. In the books, it was a thrilling game coming all the way down to the wire, and Oskaloosa was able to secure a win over the AHS Phoenix. Now we're getting set for game two of the night, and it will pit the Lady Dragons from Valley Falls against the Lady Nighthawks of NEK. Welcome back, everybody. We got Joseph producing and engineering. He's the guy in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. The PA guy, that's Joe over there. He's introducing the starter to the crowd this evening. And while he's doing that, tell you what, let me introduce him to you. What do you say? First of all, for NEK and head coach Marley Baum, they play a lot of basketball. They come into the game tonight at 7-5 on the season, and they are going to be starting Rachel Gaspers, Milani Caggiani, Amy Holloway, Maggie Wagner, and Sammy Baum. For the Lady Dragons, and head coach Steve Surrate, his assistant coach is Michaela Yates. Lady Dragons are going to be starting Chloe Cox and Callie DeLong. We're going to have Paisley Heinen, Lily Brown, and Abby Wilson. So it is going to be a pretty familiar bunch for Valley Falls. Valley coming into the game tonight at 1-7, a team that's been improving and improving under head coach Abby Wilson. Because Abby was not originally on the program, and a couple of players have been in and out of the lineup, so I think those are going to be your starters here this evening. Nighthawks are going to be the home team tonight, the higher ranked of the two, and they're going to be in the home whites with navy and black lettering and trim. For the Lady Dragons, it is the traveling black uniforms
with gold. Crowd for game two tonight, maybe a little smaller than it was for game one. Atchison and Oskaloosa packed the house here tonight. It was so good to see fans turn out and support for these teams. And certainly we had that in that game one here tonight. N.E.K. is going to come into the center circle to jump it off. It is going to be Sammy Baum. Now, is Sammy Marley's daughter? She's taller than her mom. Ah, there you go. Dad was a college basketball player. There you have it. The ball goes up. The tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Valley Falls. And we're underway. They're going the wrong direction. The feet over to the right side. They got to go the other way. The ball's loose, and now Valley Falls is going to turn around and go the correct direction. Yikes, that's never a good way to start the game. And now we're going to have a over-and-back call, and it will be NEK basketball. That's a tough start. 7:47 to go in the opening quarter. The ball will belong to the Nighthawks. Should we put in play right in front of the Valley Falls bench? Here we go. It can happen. In the excitement of the moment, you just kind of get looking at the wrong goal. It was close. Nighthawks work the outside. Valley goes to the 2-3 to start things. Here's about a 17-footer from the left elbow. Up, no good. Nighthawks rebounded down to the baseline, driving into the block, and as the shot goes up, a foul and free throws coming. So the officiating crew will remain the same for game two as it was for game one. And we continue to look for our first point of the evening as the first foul of the night is going to be whistled against Lily Brown. Taking her time, the free throw up and in. And the first point of the game. And the... Nope, second one will not go in. So the first point of the game is going to belong to Lady Nighthawks, Milani Cangiani. All right, Valley Falls will come down with a rebound, but can't get the ball. Get a shot away. Back up with it is going to come N.E.K. They'll spin it around to the left side. We're still in the opening minute of the game. The pass down to the baseline is going to get away, go out of bounds. Now, the racket you hear, Valley Falls, which is not very far from Nortonville, very next town down the 4 Highway. The student body has traveled extremely well, and they're making some racket cheering on the Lady Dragons. And here's going to be the ball stolen. Driving down the court, left-hand dribble, going in, left-hand layup, count it. So for the Nighthawks, the bucket is good by Rachel Gaspers, and the inbound play is going to be a turnover by Valley Falls. So Rachel Gaspers will pick up her first points, and as quickly as that, it is 3-0. An inbound ball knocked away. Valley Falls coming up with a steal. Racing down the court. It's Chloe. She goes in and up. Doesn't get it. Got fouled. Coming to the line. Gaspers is going to come down the floor and commit the foul. And at the free throw line, here come the Lady Dragons, and it will be Chloe Cox. Free throw. Got it. So Valley Falls is on the board. It's 6:45 to go in the opening quarter. It's 3-1. One more shot. In, out, won't go. Rebound to get down. Nighthawk. Maggie Wagner coming down with the rebound. A shot on the other end. It's up and good. The bucket by Gaspers. Give her 4. Valley Falls up court. Trailing at 5-1 in the early going. Skip pass over to the right side for Valley. Getting it over there is going to be Brecklin. Brecklin Moore has come into the game. Here's a drive right, running shot up, off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, up and in. Lily Brown for 2. And it is 5-3, N.E.K. 2 minutes into the ballgame. The feet into the lane. Little rotating shot is good. Amy Holloway with two. It is 7-3, NEK, six to go, first quarter. First game of the night started off slowly offensively. The points did not come until later in the game. This game, they're starting off hot right out the gate. Working around the outside. NEK stays with the player defense. Here's a feed underneath and a spinning left-handed shot. Up and good. Abby Wilson for a pair. And it's 7-5. Pass the length of the court. Goes to the free throw line. Stepping down the lane. Running one-handed underhand shot is up and in. Another bucket for Holloway. And Amy, the senior, has four. 5:15 to play in a quickly moving opening quarter. Now 9-5. Valley Falls around to the right side. Chloe Cox works it all the way into the corner. Gets it back behind her to Kelly DeLong. DeLong looks down low. Did she step on the baseline? She did. So Valley Falls is going to turn it over. And now you've got Coach Serrant on his feet. I think he's going to tell his team to defend all the way into the backcourt on the inbound, and that's what's going to happen. NEK has got Sammy Baum taking the inbound. The upcourt pass into the lane. The shot high up above the block. No good. Rebounding it down. Dragons. Valley Falls up court with the basketball. Trailing it by four. 4:40 to go here in the first in Nortonville. Drive it down. Shot off the window. No. Follow shot. No. And it's going to get over the backboard. And back it will come to the Nighthawks. First substitution of the game for Coach Serrant. It's going to see Jaden Sen coming into the game. So Jaden is going to come in. And Nighthawks are going to go to the bench and bring Zoe Chambers in. NEK into the forecourt with a basketball way over on the left side, right in front of the Valley Falls bench. Approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter to a two-score game, 9-5. Feet into the right block, twisting, turning. The ball's going to be batted away. It's rolling around on the floor. Valley Falls has it, and they're going to pick it up off the court. Coming up with the basketball. Here comes Valley. They'll race it up the floor, taking it down the left side. DeLong has it. Comes off a screen, and the official said, it was a screen, but it was a moving screen, and Jaden Sen will have her first foul tonight. Jaden with that kind of a stunned look of disbelief, but it'll be her first foul and Valley Falls' second team foul in this opening quarter. Inside 4 minutes to go in the first, and he came back down with it. It's going to be knocked away again. Valley Falls, great defense. Comes up court with it, nearly goes over and back, but it's going to be rescued up top side by Callie DeLong. Back over to the right side. The feed to the block. The falling away shot is up and short. And Nighthawks are going to rebound it down. Sammy Baum has really no equal in height out of the floor. Now she'll go three. It'll be a little bit short. And on the rebound, a collision and a Nighthawk foul. That's going to be on Maggie Wagner. It'll be her first. And King fouls are going to even up at two each. Coy Cox will return to the floor for Valley Falls. And NEK is going to bring Amy Holloway back in and Rachel Gaspers back into the game. Again, four NEK. We have, eight suited up tonight. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Valley with a basketball deep into the right corner they go. Packing away above the three-point line, getting trapped up down there a little bit. The defense is in there by Skylar Tolan for the Nighthawks, and we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout as she was trapped. So Coach Serrant taking a timeout. We're going to take a timeout. 2:58 to go, first quarter in Nortonville. And it's the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks 9, Valley Falls Lady Dragons 5.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with HDC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Probably Paul's going to be set to put the ball in play. There are lots of ways if you want to listen to this KAIR Radio broadcast online. You can go to KAIRFM.com and hit listen live. Or you can go to MSCSports.net and hit audio and, or listen to the game broadcast, listen live. The KAIRFM. I don't know. Yeah. What? Yeah, KAIRFM.com and hit the little arrow that like says listen and you got it. 2 minutes and 45 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 9-5 game. NEK with a basketball. They'll weave it over to the left side. Way outside. Here's a three. High arcing rainbow shot. Rims off. No good. Valley coming out with a rebound. Here come the Lady Dragons. They'll run it up the floor. Dump it over to the right side. Looking inside. Long two. Toes on the line. It's going to be off the mark, but an offensive rebound. Valley Falls is going to keep the basketball alive. They'll dump it over to the left side. It's going to be DeLong. Skips it off on top to Paisley. Heinen will work it over to the right side. Now a spinning move into the middle by Chloe Cox. Turnaround shot, 17-footer, too short. And a rebound is going to trickle out of bounds. It'll come back again to NEK. 2:14 to go in quarter number one. It is 9-5. Points are really coming fast and furious right out of the gate. Now they've kind of dried up. And here on a fast break, NEK makes it look easy as the pass to the left side, and Maggie Wagner is on the board for the first time this evening, giving the Nighthawks an 11-5 lead as we go inside 2 minutes of play in the opening quarter. One dribble, back deep into the corner, goes against it. DeLong, she'll twist and turn, goes inside, falling away. Her shot misses, and a rebound to Maggie Wagner. Nighthawks back up court with it, outlet down the left side, on the court a couple of times, spinning into the lane. No shot there. The feed into the middle, and the shot is going to be up and good. Two more for Maggie Wagner. We're going to give Amy Holloway a nice assist on that play. It is now 13-5, and a minute and a half remains in quarter number one. Valley Falls going from right to left across your dial here in the opening half. They'll feed it over to the left side. Quick three launch. It's going to be short. Rebound. Tipped around, saved down to the baseline. NEK is going to sweep down the ball. Rachel Gaspers will go into the forecourt. Dribbles with the right hand. Direct traffic with the left. Feeds over to the right block. That was a long pass. And in the middle of the traffic, it's going to be stolen by Valley Falls. Back up with it is going to come DeLong. She will cut into the lane. Change directions. Goes up and in. DeLong for two. Her first bucket of the ball game, and it's now 13-7. In the last minute now of the opening quarter, Valley Falls with a steal. It's a 2-on-1. The drive right, the shot misses. The rebound, NEK is going to be knocked away out of play, and it is Nighthawk basketball. 34 seconds to play in the opening quarter. You can see flashes of a fast-paced game between these two teams. Then they can get a little bridle on it, hold it down. Nice pass baseline. Stolen! Stepping in front of the pass, Chloe Cox with the steal. Valley follows up with it with plenty of time. 16, 15, 14 seconds left in the opening quarter. 13-7. Out on top. Coming up from 16, it's off the window. In and out, no. Offensive rebound, followed up and in. Abby Wilson hits that bucket, and that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. NEK put together as much as an 8-point lead. Valley Falls battles back, and we're one quarter done in game two tonight. Timeout on the floor. Going to the second. It is Northeast Kansas Nighthawks 13, Valley Falls 9.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their 6-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all 6 rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
No player on either team has been able to manage more than 4 points. However, four players have four each for NEK. Rachel Gaspers has four, and Amy Holloway has four. Maggie Wagner has four. The other point for NEK belongs to Milani Cangiani. For Valley Falls, it's Abby Wilson with 4 points. Lily Brown and DeLong each with a couple, and Chloe Cox with one. Alternate possession, basketball goes to NEK, and we are back at it. Quarter number two just underway here in Nortonville, Kansas. Nighthawks with the basketball, topside. Valley Falls is going to go right back to that zone. It's been pretty good for them, forcing some of these outside shots. The short ones have been mostly, and here's a little hook shot in the middle. It's going to be up and in. Holloway with six. Mostly have been offensive rebounds and putbacks, but right now it's a 15-9, six-point lead for NEK. And as the ball gets to the floor, we're going to get a jump call possession. Valley Falls basketball. For the Lady Dragons, starting in the second quarter, it's going to be Paisley Heinen and Callie DeLong. You're going to have out there Brecklin Moore on the floor with Lily Brown, and rounding it out, Jillian Meyer. Found a bit of basketball, goes all the way to the right side. No room there. Back on top, squaring up, launching three. It's off the rim, won't drop. Rebound, swept away, Nighthawk. Skylar Tolan comes up with the ball. Court length pass, reverse layup. Oh, a pretty play. It's up and good for two. Gaspers with a half a dozen. 17-9 NEK, and we are just a minute into the second quarter. Got to also skip it over to the right side, dump it back into the middle. There's no room. They'll kick it back outside. And for Valley Falls, I think something that they're going to need is the shot misses and then the rebound gets out of bounds. Valley Falls is going to need to warm up a little bit from the perimeter. Some outside shooting for them is going to become essential as this game goes on. Coach Surratt is going to bring sophomore Kinsey Varner into the game for Valley. Six and a half to go in the first half. Right side of the ball deep in the corner. The feed to the lane. The pass to the block. The skip into the middle of the lane. On the floor one time and reaching across to deflect the shot. We're going to have a foul called. And it's going to be on Jillian Meyer. It'll be her first. It'll be the first second quarter foul for one of these teams. And Amy Holloway, who's having a good game, 6 points, is coming to the line for a couple of more free throws. First one, no. A little wide to the right side. Back into the NEK lineup is going to come Milani Cangiani. Second free throw. Got that one. So Amy hits one of the two, has her seventh point of the ball game, and puts her team up 18-9. And we've got 6:20 to go in the half. Dragons skip it off on top. And driving to the baseline and just for a moment losing the handle of the ball, and it's going to be slapped away by NEK. So DeLong was driving down the right side of the lane. The defender got a hand on it, and Callie's going to be putting it back in. Comes out on top to Abby. Wilson, top side it goes Lily. Brown looks at the middle. Her skip pass nearly stolen. Going to be saved by DeLong. Goes all the way to the baseline. And between two defenders, can't get a shot away. Dumps it over to Lily Brown. Back out on top. Straight away. 4-3. Rolls off. No. Rebound tipped around. It's going to go out of bounds, having been touched last by the Lady Dragons. Lily Brown in it. Strong effort to try to corral that loose basketball. Was not able to secure it, and having touched it last, NEK back up the floor and gliding into the forecourt is Sammy Baum. Goes over to Rachel Gaspers. We have two Gaspers. I'm guessing it's the Gaspers sisters, right? Seemed reasonable to me.
Here's a nice little shot, bounding around off the rim, and it's going to go in. Amy Holloway for a couple of more. Amy with four in the opening quarter, five already here in the second, and leads all scorers with her nine, putting her team ahead 20-9. 5 minutes to play in quarter number two. Valley Falls is going to have to find their offense. They'll work it over to the left side, halfway between the three-point circle and the lane. The shot is up and missing. Rebounding it down is N.E.K. N.E.K. is doing a great job on the rebounds. And now the ball is going to be stolen. Great job picking the pocket by DeLong. She'll drive and miss it, but the trash follow is up and good. Wilson puts it back in, and she's got six. It's 22-11. 4:40 left in the half. Three-point shot, left side, too strong, and rebound rejected. And Valley Falls is going to save it down. And as she comes up court with a basketball, Chloe Cox has a little contact. I thought maybe Chloe had kind of stiff-armed the Nighthawk player, but they're going to call a foul on N.E.K. It'll be the second for Rachel Gaspers, and we have a Nighthawk timeout. Timeout of the court, 4.5 to go in the opening half of game two. It's N.E.K. 20, Valley Falls 11.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, T-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
The Valley Falls running the ball into the forecourt. Coming out of the timeout. Running it by nine. And not sure just quite what happened here. The official stops play. 5-5. We got five on each team. We have 20-11 scores, right? 4:28 to go in the half, about right. And now, I'm guessing we got some kind of an official issue with these. Maybe the book, as the officials are coming over to the side and talking to all the people with the books. Whatever it is, they seem to have it settled to their satisfaction. And it will be Valley Falls basketball. Putting it in play to the right side of the lane on the baseline. Just inside 4.5 to go, first half. And Valley Falls brings it in. We have a trip and a foul, and it's going to be on Nicole Gaspers. Nicole, you know her. That's Rachel's sister.
Yes.
With 4:26 to go in the first half. Here we go, driving to the free throw line. No room. And the Nighthawk defense doing a nice job. They have been denying and denying. Here's a pass down low. The shot is up. Blocked. Rebounding it down, N.E.K. Outlet up the floor, left side, running shot up the window, count it. A couple of more points underneath for Amy Holloway. No, that wasn't Amy. Let me take that away from Amy. I'm sorry, that was Zoe. Zoe Chambers gets that one. 3:55 to go, first half. 22-11. Willie Brown with it. Lily, one of the young players on his Valley Falls team, only a freshman, driving shot, won't crawl over, and a follow shot won't crawl in. Rebound tipped out, Valley Falls coming down with the ball again. They'll go three this time, too strong. Offensive rebound again, and got it on the fifth shot. Hey, you keep getting those shots, one of them is going to go in, and that one belongs to Lily. 22-13. 3:20 to go in the half. Valley Falls showing a lot of no give up on that team. Little hook shot. No. Rebound Dragons. The ball is going to be swept away by Lily, and Valley Falls walks it into the forecourt. Way up top side is going to be DeLong. She'll come out to the point. Swings it out there to Brown. Now they'll feed into the middle, and the defender steps in front of it. Sammy Baum comes up with a steal. Drives coast to coast. Goes up. Can't get the bucket of ball, but she'll come to the free throw line off the blocking foul. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first half. Foul of ball set to bring Jillian Meyer back into the game. But first, free throws coming up. It's going to be Sammy Baum. This one hits the front and won't go in. Sammy's still looking for her first point of the game. She is easily the tallest player on the court, I believe. Probably 6 foot, maybe 6'1". Second free throw right there. 23-13, NEK. We're 2.5 to go. A three on the other end for Valley. Too strong, but an offensive rebound in the corner is going to keep it alive for the Dragons. They'll feed to the right block, and the shot goes up, and a travel gets called. I thought maybe there was going to be a foul underneath, as there was a little contact with Nicole Gaspers, but the travel is called. NEK coming up with a basketball. They're up 10. Less than 2.5 to go in the opening half. The lob over to the right side. It's going to be deflected a little bit, but saved in the corner by Chambers. Zoe will lob it all the way around to the left side. Maggie Wagner down the corner, doubled up, trapped at the baseline. Lobs it on top. Now the ball's going to be reached in and blocked up, tied up, jump ball. Back it will come to NEK. Cannot say enough good things about the way the Valley Falls defense has played here tonight. They've been in there hustling. They've been working. They are a smaller team and against a more experienced, not just because of older players, but a team that's playing. It's the 13th game of the year here tonight. Shot is up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Valley, and we have a collision. The foul is going to be on the Nighthawks. I suspect that's going to be 24. It is. So Maggie Wagner picks up her second foul. It'll be 3 team fouls by NEK, 2 team fouls for Valley Falls, and we're less than 2 minutes of play in the half. Dragons come up the floor, trailing by 10. They'll skip it over to the left side. And again, for Valley Falls, a couple of long shots would really go a long way to curing the scoring ills. Nice entry pass underneath. A beautiful layup on the finish. Well done, Jillian Meyer. And on the other end, the driving shot. And as quickly as that, Maggie Wagner responds. It's 25-15. 1:20 left in quarter number two. Dragons go all the way to the baseline and standing down low. Sammy Baum, arms extended. I think she figured that she was going to force that drive to go around her. But instead, it will be the first foul of the game for Sammy Baum. Free throw. Nice. DeLong collects your third point of the game. 25-16. NEK with a minute 17 to play. First half, second free throw. Got them both. So a couple of free throws by DeLong, and it's 25-17. 70 seconds to go in the half. NEK's opening up the floor a little bit. They're spreading this thing out. Not exactly four corners, but close to that. Here's deep in the left corner, down to the baseline. Driving in is going to be Wagner. Maggie kicks it behind her, where the three-point shot is drained from outside by Baum. 28-17. 50 seconds to go in the half, and Valley Falls tries to split a couple of defenders and pass that thing down to the baseline. The pass is looking for Jillian Meyer, but it's deflected. Knocked out of bounds by Nighthawks. It'll be Valley Falls basketball. 49 seconds left, opening half. Dragons are going to bring it in. Comes in on the skip pass. Paisley Heinen comes off on top. DeLong. Back it'll go left side to Chloe. Cox pushes it off on top. Wilson with it on the floor one time. Turnaround shot. Got it! Paisley Heinen, too! 28-19. And on the other end, as quickly as that, the bucket is going to be up and good. Maggie, two more. 20 seconds left in the half. 30-19. Indicates that a great job of scoring transition buckets, getting to the other end quickly. Here's a shot. No, with the follow. Nobody there for the up defensive rebound. And a putback by Wilson. 30-21. A three on the other end. No. And that will be the last shot of the half. We're taking a break and we'll return to summarize the opening half for you in Nortonville, Kansas. Heading for the locker room. It's the NEK Nighthawks 30. Valley Falls Lady Dragons 21.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Unity High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
Halftime here at the Nortonville facility, Jefferson County North Chargers girls midseason basketball tournament. And halftime has the NEK Nighthawks with a 9-point lead over Valley Falls. Recapping opening half scoring for you quickly for NEK. No one in double digits, but a couple of players close, with Amy Holloway with 9 and 8 for Maggie Wagner. 6-point half for Rachel Gaspers. There's Sammy Palm with 4, 2 for Zoe Chambers and Nalani Cangiani with 1. For Valley Falls, how about Abby Wilson? What a great first half. 8 points for Abby. 4 apiece for DeLong and Lily Brown. 2 each, Jillian Meyer and Paisley Heinen. Chloe Cox knocking down the other point. Nobody in really any foul trouble. No player on either team with more than 2. Don't go away. Second half of the game coming up live here on Kate Radio. But right now with that intermission score again, NEK 30, Valley Falls 21. We're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio, and it's halftime.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you, or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Good Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. We'll be continuing our coverage from out in Nortonville with Tom Kautz in just a few minutes. Coming up tomorrow night, we'll have Benedictine Ravens as they will be on the road in Graceland. Join us at 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30 or so. Thursday night, of course, brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night, we'll return to high school basketball and the JCN Girls Tournament semifinals. We don't know who's playing quite yet, but we will soon. Stay tuned, of course, to the local daily sports broadcasts, as we'll bring you that data as soon as we have it. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Join Union State Bank on Friday, January 31st, as they say congratulations to Diana Lanter at Union State Bank in Everest for her upcoming retirement. It's a time to celebrate all of her accomplishments, dedication, and hard work for more than 27 years. On Friday, January 31st, please come and go from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with a special recognition at 3:30 p.m. by Jeff Cottle, President, CEO. It's all at the Union State Bank Everest branch on Friday, January 31st, to celebrate the retirement of Diana Lanter at Union State Bank.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some finals to report in the earlier girls' games. It was Riley County over Holton with a final score of the Riley County Ladies 43 to the Holton Ladies 29. The Riverside Dogs topped ACCHS Tigers 49 to 40. Donovan West beat Axtell 45 to 33. Rock Creek fell to Silver Lake by 1 point with a final score of Silver Lake 50, Rock Creek 49. And in the game that we played earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was Oskaloosa 48 to the Atchison High Girls 43. At the half, in the Jackson Heights Hiawatha game, it was 25-3. In the JCN Perry's game, it was 32-3. Let me check that Jackson Heights score real quick, because I believe that might be in error. Just a second. Taking a look at some of the boys' games in action, Riley County is leading Holton right now with 36 seconds left in the third, 39-38. In the Red Hawks Cobras game, the Hiawatha has got 32 points to JCN's 9 at the 4-minute mark in the third quarter. And taking a look in the Cyclones Blue Jays games, the Riverside Cyclones are trailing the Blue Jays 24-16 in the boys' game. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. lows around 27. Tonight, under clear skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, highs around 50. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 29. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 40s. Scattered showers possible both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 38 and clear in downtown Atchison. It feels like 31 with the winds out of the west at about 10 miles per hour. Relative humidity 70%. The dew point 29 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 29.93 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to Nortonville, Kansas, where we're getting underway in the second half of the second game. And a quick shot goes up, finally falls up, no good. We're going to go back down in EK. The Northeast Kansas Nighthawks going into the second half with a 30-21 lead, and the shot goes up. NEK can't get it to fall, but an offensive board, and they'll step on the baseline. Back it comes to Valley Falls. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering, news, weather, sports, and he's probably, like, dusting the Venetian blinds in the studio. I mean, making it happen. Joseph, we appreciate all of it, man. Thank you. And now we have a NEK foul. Oh, an offensive foul. That was an interesting offensive foul. It's going to be on DeLong. It will be her first of the ball game. It'll be the first of the second half by either team. And here we go. We're just about a half a minute into the third quarter. And he came with a basketball. They have really spread the floor out. Now they're widening it out. I mean, everybody literally heels on the sideline, looking to get a little daylight, and now they're going to travel with the basketball in the corner. So a turnover by NEK, and with 7-11 to go in the third quarter, Valley Falls will put it in play, and there's going to be no pressure. NEK will pick it up after it comes inbound near midcourt. It'll get across the timeline. Out on top, it's going to be Paisley Heinen. They'll feed it over to the left side, go all the way underneath. Little raise line, jump shot, won't drop, rebound, NEK. Amy Holloway coming up with a basketball. Baseball pass to the other end of the floor. Kick back. Now there's 8-footer. No. Offensive board. Followed up. No. Rebound. Players going to the floor. And you heard the roar from the crowd. Two players locked up on that basketball. Both of them took it hard to the floor. Nobody was letting go. Foul is going to be called on Melani, and it'll be her first of the game. Team fouls one apiece with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Little jump shot by Valley Falls is going to be wide to the left side and come up just a wee bit short. Rebounding back down, NEK quickly down the right side. It's going to be Rachel Gaspers, shot in the lane, up and in. Rachel Gaspers with 8 points. First points of the second half belong to the Nighthawks. 32-21, 6:15 to go in the third. Dragons bringing it down the court from the top straight away. It's a three, rims out, but an offensive rebound. Valley Falls is going to keep it alive. It'll skip pass underneath. The shot goes up, deflected away, out of bounds again. Off the night, off the Nighthawks, Amy Holloway. It'll be back in play to Valley Falls. 6 minutes to go in the third. An 11-point game, and here's a steal. Northeast Kansas. They'll race it up. And a skip pass across the lane and stepped in front of him, stolen. Here comes Valley up the floor. They'll lob it over to the right side. The drive into the lane. The falling away shot. No. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. No. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. No. Rebound saved again by Valley, and then Indicate is going to steal it away. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Pass across, knocked away and out of bounds. Tremendous athletic effort by Paisley Hyden, and it's going to be Valley Falls basketball. Indicate is going to go to the bench and rotate Skyler Tolan back in. Tolan will come in for Gaspers, and Valley Falls comes up floor. Inside 5.5 to go, third quarter. There was a travel, no call. Valley able to escape with that one. Here's a feed over to the left side, driving across into the lane, dishing it back to the right, jump shot for the long two, off the glass and good! Paisley Heinen, 32-23, 5:10 to go, third quarter. And again, NEK widens the floor. Now they'll try to kick it to the corner, and a miscommunication is out of bounds. Dragons have it back in. But I've seen this Valley Falls team several times this season now, and the improvement by them from the beginning of the season has been absolutely marked. They are a much better team, and they're really getting better every time out. Here's a driving shot left side. Nope. Offensive rebound. Yep. Knocking it down for Valley is going to be Abby Wilson, and she's got 10. It's 32-25, and a quick shot on the other end of the floor is going to be up and good. And that's what NEK has done. When Valley Falls gets a little momentum, a little steam, makes a bit of a run, they turn right around and come back. Here's a three from the right side by DeLong, her seventh point of the game. 34-28. Turnaround shot left side. Nope. Long rebound. Save Nighthawks. We've got 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. And again, NEK, look at this, is legit four-corner offense. Now they'll feed in the middle, falling away. Underhand scoop shot up, no good. Rebound, Valley Falls. Abby Wilson will sweep it down. Up the floor with it is going to come Chloe. Cox works away over to the left side. Dishes it off on top, Paisley. Heinen straight away. Wide to the right side. Rebound is going to be cleared away by Skyler Tolan. Here comes NEK. Outlet down the floor. Running shot, good for two. The running bucket is going to be up and in. Milani Cangiani. And now, as the ball comes up the court, we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. Taking our first break of the second half at 3:29 to play in the third. It's NEK 36, Valley Falls 28.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
With 3 minutes and 29 to go in the third quarter of game two tonight, it's a 36-28 lead for the Lady Nighthawks over Valley Falls. Welcome back to Nortonville, Kansas. Jam-packed. That's the only way I can describe the upcoming K Radio sports schedule. Tomorrow night, it will be the Benedictine Ravens on the road for the first of three consecutive games from Iowa. So tomorrow night, we're going to be in Lamoni. It'll be Benedictine at Graceland. Lady Ravens at 5:30, the guys at 7:30. Thursday night, Sports Look. Friday night, from Winchester. More games here in the JCN Girls Tournament. Saturday, Benedictine will be at Mount Mercy. You'll hear those games here on K-Radio Saturday afternoon. And then Monday, a makeup game from the Blizzard of 2025. Benedictine will be up in Des Moines. I'll be up there with them. Ravens at Grandview. 3 minutes to play. Third quarter. Here's a shot from the outside. And a long two will not go in. However, a foul is going to send Paisley Heinen to the free throw line.
It'll be the third foul now for Rachel Gaspers of NEK, one in each quarter. Paisley's first free throw will not fall. She's got 4 points in the game. Getting set to come back in for Valley Falls is going to be Jaden Sin, but she's coming in for Paisley if she hits the second free throw, which she does not. Rebound on the floor, followed up and in on the putback. Nicely pushed back up and in by Abby Wilson, and she is at a dozen. The feed into the lane, skip pass over to the right. The ball batted around, it's loose, it's on the floor. Valley Falls is going to recover it. 36-30. Valley Falls has roared back to be within six. Now down the right side of the lane, in, up, another foul. It's going to be on Maggie Wagner. Valley Falls has been down by, what do I got, as many as 11 several times. Oh, the gym's gotten quiet. Couple of free throws. First one kicked out. Halfway down and bounded away for DeLong. She's got 7 in the game. And getting substitutions coming in and out before that second free throw. One more shot coming up here. Sends it in. 8 points for DeLong. It is 36-31. Back to within five. And down the floor, traveling violation on Northeast Kansas. The Dragons have the ball. They've got the momentum. And they're trying to combine five with 2:22 to go in the third quarter. DeLong walks it up. Little left-hand dribble, takes it across midcourt just to the left of the logo, comes off a screen, and that's going to be an illegal screen set by Jaden Sin. Moving screen from Valley, and NEK will put it back in. 2:14 to go in the third quarter. Ball coming in, and you're going to have Sammy Baum walk it up. Nice pass to the left block. The kick back out. Sammy for three. Short. Offensive rebound. And he's going to do the right thing. They bring it way out on top. Sammy will come into the lane. Draws the defense. Dumps it left side. Baseline shot misses. Rebound Valley Falls. That was an excellent play. Everything but the finish of the shot. Minute 47 to go in the third. Still a 36-31 ball game. Each team's had opportunities to either increase or decrease that gap, and both clubs right now are in a bit of a cold spell. And now anticipating the cross-court pass, the steal down the court, the shot up and good for two. Milani Canziani makes it 38-31, and we're at a minute 20. The ball knocked away, it's loose in the backcourt, it's going to roll and go out of bounds, and off whom is the question. It'll be off Valley Falls and come to her feet slowly. DeLong taking a moment, kind of shaking it off a little bit. And she's going to stay in the game. Yeah, she's going to stay out there. Valley's going to bring Paisley Heinen off the floor and bring Brecklin Moore back in. And we're at a minute 15 to go. You can hear a ruckus being put up by some of the Valley Falls students over here, making some racket. And now you've got Coach Serrate up there talking to one of the officials up at the scorer's table and expressing his sentiments on whatever's going on out there that he doesn't seem real happy about. We're at a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Nice entry pass. The kick back to the baseline. The ball gets away, and it's going to be saved. Just in the nick of time for the Nighthawks. Inside a minute to go in the third now. 38-31. There was a little travel. No whistle. The lob left side. It's going to be saved in the corner by Wagner. Goes into the lane. Gaspers will turn, shoot. No rebound. Valley. Chloe Cox coming up with the basketball. Chloe will dump it over to the middle and up the court with it. Here comes Valley Falls. Into the lane. Traffic. Goes left side. Driving off the block. Off the glass. It's good. A two-handed shot. Going to be up and in for DeLong. 38-33. Now on the other end, the shot in the lane. Missing. Rebound Dragons. Wilson comes down with a basketball, and Abby will kick it over. 15 seconds, 14 seconds. Approaching the end of the third quarter. Valley Falls with an opportunity at one more shot. The entry pass down low, slapped out of bounds, and it'll be coming into Valley with 7 seconds left in the third. 38-33. Valley Falls has cut it to five a couple of times. If they could cut it to less than five, make it a three-point kind of a game. Skip pass to the F side. The clock's not running. It's still at 7-6. The clock's not running. Now it starts, and the official's going to stop it. And now they're going to come up with a number. I'm going to say it's more like 4.5. Let's see what they say. 38-33 here. It was at 7.1, and then finally got started with just 6-5. Coach Cerate on his feet, and he's going to lobby for, he likes that number that's on there now. Let's see where they go. I'm guessing 4-5. 4-4. Okay. Felt about right. 38-33. Now they went to 4-6. That's still close. So 4.6 seconds on the scoreboard clock approaching the end of the third quarter. Well, this game's still got another quarter to go. It's going to be another great finish. We had a huge finish in the opening game, and we're going to have another one here. Here the shot goes up. No foul, no shot, no points. It's three quarters done. We'll be back here in Northville going to the fourth. It's the NEK Nighthawks, 38, Valley Falls, 33.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Everybody's putting their heads together right here. The Nighthawks huddled up around head coach Marley Baum. Lady Dragons huddled up around head coach Steve Cerate. Their officials huddled up with one another at the middle of the court, making sure that everybody's on the same page as we go to the fourth quarter of what has become a really entertaining and close game. It is 38-33. Joseph's our producer and engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studios. Tom Counts with you here at the gym. Tomorrow night, we'll be doing the same kind of a thing, but different kind of a teams, as we'll be in Lamoni, Iowa, with the Benedictine Ravens in Graceland. 5:30 for the ladies and 7:30 for the guys. Here we go. NEK basketball, they get it in, and we're underway in the fourth quarter. And again, as they had done earlier, they spread the floor to the absolute maximum and put up a three. No. Long rebound. Saved in the corner by Valley Falls. And now it's going to be knocked out of the Dragons' hands. Picked back up. NEK. Left side. Leaning in. Shot no. And a travel. Valley Falls is going to be putting it back in play down at the baseline with 7.5 to go in the game. 5-point contest. Valley Falls outscored the Nighthawks in the third quarter, 12-8. Here's the Dragons on offense, backing around to the right side. Lily Brown will look it into the middle, comes off on top instead. Here's Abby. Here's a runner, baseline shot, a little bit soft, and a rebound cleared away by the Nighthawks. Baum coming up with a ball. Outlets it down the right side of the lane, cutting across the lane. The feed will come back off on top. They're rotated outside. Baum launches three. Air ball short. Rebound tipped around, put back in. Follow shot up, missing. Rebounding it down this time is going to be the Dragons. Callie DeLong coming up with a basketball into the forecourt in front of the scorer's table. It's 7 minutes to play. DeLong's skip pass is going to be batted. It's loose on the floor. Valley's going to save it, lose it, save it again. Picked back up this time by Paisley Heinen. This shot goes up, won't fall. Outlet down the floor. Here they come. Rachel Gaspers stops, pops, scores off the window. Gaspers with 10, and it is 40-33. It's 6.5 to play. Valley Falls is going to bring it down. DeLong over to the left side. We get a travel. Yeah. So the Dragons will turn it over, and they're going to bring the freshman, Brecklin Moore, back in. Brecklin comes in, and Rachel Gaspers for the Nighthawks comes into the forecourt. Cross-court pass to Skylar Tolan, and the feed in the middle, stolen! Stepped in front of us, stolen away by Paisley Heinen. Here comes Valley Falls, and we get a bump, we get a foul, and as Rachel Gaspers tried to pin Callie DeLong up against the sideline, she kind of slid into her a little bit, collects her fourth foul of the game. And with 6:09 to play, Rachel will come out of the game with those four fouls, one in each quarter. Here's Valley Falls in with a basketball. 6 minutes to go. Baseline shot, too strong. Rebound is going to be on the floor, out of bounds. NEK basketball. 40-33. Nighthawks. Gliding up. Sammy Baum. She's got great height. Does a nice job. Handles the ball well for a big. Feed to the block. A shot out the window and in. Maggie Wagner gets a couple more. Maggie in double figure scoring. Here's a three, won't fall, offensive rebound, followed up and blocked, pulled down by Nighthawks. Racing up the court, driving into the middle, cutting across in front of a player, and they're going to be a blocking foul in Valley. This thing goes the length of the court, and a foul finally on Paisley. It's only her third foul tonight. 5:25 to go in the ballgame. Now back to a 9-point lead for NEK. They bring the ball in from their end. And again, I would expect them to stretch it out. Instead, they're just going to pull up for a three that does not go down. And a Lily Brown rebound. Here comes Valley Falls. They are very much a part of this game, but are going to have to capitalize on pretty much every opportunity. Now we're going to have a foul. NEK. As they ran right over and through Paisley Heinen. Paisley jumps up. She's fine. But as she had set a screen, the defensive player ran over her, through her. And it's going to be the second foul of the game for Milani. Milani Cangiani. 5 minutes left and the inbound pass stolen. Milani comes down with a steal. Goes to the other end. Puts up the shot, doesn't get it. Offensive rebound. Back out on top. Nighthawks spinning into the lane, turning the shot, misses. This time the rebound pulled down by Valley Falls. 4:50 to go. Dragon coach Sherate on his feet, hands extended, telling his team, slow it down. We want you to be patient. We want you to be deliberate. Cannot waste possessions. No drive into the lane. Picked up on a double team, putting it back up on top. It's going to be Jillian Meyer with it. Jillian dumps it over to Paisley. Paisley will go back to the right side. And as you got Callie driving into the lane, we'll have a foul called. But as all of this is happening, and as well as Valley Falls is playing, and by the way, that foul is going to be only the second of the ball game by Sammy Baum. What you got happening is the clock is running. We're down to 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Dragons have it. Back out on top to Paisley. Here's a baseline three that they need, and it won't fall. Rebound, Nighthawks. Skylar Tolan comes up with the board, and once again, you're going to get Sammy bringing it up the floor. She and Skylar will play catch way up high. Long pass into the left corner. Down low with it is going to be Amy Holloway. They'll rotate it on top, and we're at 4 minutes left in the game. Cross court over to the right side, Milani. She'll take it to the baseline. Cross underneath the rim. Reverse layup and put it in. Tangiani. 9 points. And it's 44-33. Valley falls down 11, and the task becomes huge now with 3:40 to play. Valley falls to the basketball, and looking away, Milani's able to reach in and steal the basketball. Here comes N.E.K. They steal a glance at the scoreboard clock and realize 3:20 remains in a game where they lead by 11. Canziani into the lane, turns and shoots and scores. Milani with 11, 46-33. And we're 3 minutes left. After a huge third quarter, here's a baseline corner three up and good. DeLong at 13 points, 46-36. And again, N.E.K. widening this thing out. The skip to the block, the hook in the lane, the shot not even close, but an offensive rebound for N.E.K., and we're going to get a Nighthawk timeout. I'm sure Coach Marley Baum went to have a talk to her players, making sure they understand the value of running some time. We're going to let them do that, and we're going to take a timeout. 2:41 left in the game here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. It is N.E.K. 46, Valley Falls 36.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We're down to the final 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the second game of the evening here on KIN Radio, and it's a 46-36 Lady Nighthawks lead over Valley Falls. Joseph in the studio, Tom Couch with you here, and as the two teams depart their respective benches, they're going to take them down to the Nighthawk end of the court where N.E.K. will be putting it in play, and doing the inbound work will be Maggie Wagner. Maggie handed the basketball, and we're at it. It'll come in on the left side to Sammy Baum. Sammy eases to the top, back to the left side to Gaspers. Here's Baum, goes cross court. Wagner, back out on top. Canziani, just running a little motion, a little weave, taking some time, being patient. I don't think they have any intention of shooting at all until Valley Falls finally decides they're going to have to foul somebody. And we're down to 2:10 to go. Now here's a drive and a layup is up and in. Moving to the basketball until the point that Rachel Gaspers is able to hit the layup. She's got 12, 48-36. On the other end of the court, a spinning shot is up and good. That bucket by Chloe Cox. It is her first field goal of the game. She's got 3 points tonight. Minute 45 to play. The pass to the free throw line is going to be pushed back out on top. N.E.K. swings it over to the right side. Baum. And again, they spread the floor to the four corners. Minute and a half left. Skip pass back out left wing. Spinning it is going to be Maggie. Jumps to the left side. Rachel feeds into the lane. Falling away. The shot around and around. It doesn't matter. Traveling called. So Valley Falls is going to have it back in with a minute 23 left. Out of the lineup, Cox and Meyer. Back in, you're going to get DeLong and Jaden Sin. They got Paisley Heinen with them out there, and Lily Brown. and Abby Wilson. That's your Valley Falls five. 1:10 to play. The ball batted away, and it's going to be taken again by Milani. So Cangiani with nice defensive play, and it's 1 minute to go now. 48-38. NEK driving in, changing hands, shot up, no. Offensive rebound, and they were wisely rotated back up to the top side. 40 seconds left. Still a 10-point game. Maggie Wagner on the floor one time. Now as it comes out on top, a swiping effort by Lily Brown to dislodge the cross-court pass. Not successful in knocking the ball away, but it is successful in committing a foul. 34 seconds to go. It is only Valley Falls' second fourth quarter foul. So any game will bring it in and into the backcourt. Across the timeline. Bomb picked up defensively by a much smaller Callie DeLong. There's a huge height mismatch there. Literally 6 inches separate those two players. 17 seconds, 16. And we're going to get a foul by Valley up top side. Good defense, hard defense by Kinsey Varner. Nighthawks putting it in play. 15 seconds left. It'll go into the backcourt. And we're down to 10. A little behind-the-back crossover at 7. And there's 5 seconds closely guarded. Outstanding. Valley Falls defense props there to Callie DeLong. Valley Falls looking to bring it in. 6 seconds to play. Out on top of it is Sin. Over to the right. Baseline turnaround shot and won't go. Final score, game two. It is the NEK Lady Nighthawks, 48. Valley Falls, 38. We'll be back to wrap this one up for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Well, the fans are finally out of the gym here in Nortonville, Kansas, where game two in the books, and it was NEK, the Northeast Kansas Lady Nighthawks, coming away with a 48-38 win. Valley Falls trailing at halftime by 9, made a great comeback effort, cut it to 5 at the end of 3 quarters, but too much NEK in the fourth quarter, and they secure the 10-point win. Recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for the Lady Nighthawks, had 3 in double digits, paced by Rachel Gaspers, 12. Milani Cangiani, she had 11 and 10 tonight for Maggie Wagner. Right behind him, it was Amy Holloway with 9, 4 for Sammy Baum, and 2 tonight for Zoe Chambers. For Valley Falls, Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight, leading all scorers, Callie DeLong. She had 13 tonight. Abby Wilson with 12. So those two players combined for 25 of Valley Falls' 38 points. They were joined in scoring by Paisley Heinen and Lily Brown with 4 apiece, 3 for Chloe Cox and 2 tonight for Jillian Meyer. So game one tonight, it was Oskaloosa winning it over Atchison 48-43. Game two,
NEK over Valley Falls 48-38. And it's set for Friday night here on Care Radio at 6 o'clock. It'll be the NEK Nighthawks and Oskaloosa. And at 7:30, it'll be Jefferson County North and Rossville. So those will be the matchups that we'll have here for you Friday night on 93.7. But before that, college basketball here on Care Radio. We'll be up in Lamoni, Iowa tomorrow night. Benedictine men and women, ladies game 5:30, guys game 7:30. Thursday, Gus and I are going to be bringing you some sports look fun right after the Brian Hagan evening report. So it'll be around, 5:15 or 5:20. The evening report ends and sports look will begin here on Care Radio Thursday night. Friday night from Winchester, more of that JCN tournament I mentioned. NEK and Oskaloosa at 6, JCN Rossville at 7:30. Saturday, Benedictine at Mount Mercy here on Care Radio is the Ravens back in Iowa. And then Monday, the makeup game from a snowout from earlier. We're going to be in Des Moines. I'll be up there with the Ravens. 5:30 for the ladies, 7:30 for the guys at Grandview. Hey, I don't know what else to add other than certainly appreciate you having joined us tonight. Appreciate the guys handling things at a Care Radio Sports Studio. Game one, a little tip-off by Brian and Brent, but Joseph came in and took the baton and finished that relay. So then, of course, in game two, Joseph took the thing home. Guys, back in the studio, thank you very, very much. Appreciate it all. Till we greet you next time. From Nortonville, Kansas, Tom Couts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.